Important notice. All the information and content of the podcasts is not intended to be and should not be considered a substitute for medical or other professional advice. The answers delivered are of general nature and based on average experience with patients. The content might not be applicable and or suitable for all patients. Any treatment decisions are a matter for the individual clinician and should not be based exclusively on the content of these podcasts. I hope you enjoy them.
Hello all, my name is Ana Ibarra and I work at the Royal London Hospital in London. I am originally from Spain but have been an IBD nurse for 9 years in London. But today I'm representing the NECO committee and will address one very interesting topic, which is the difficulties that patients might have to talk about embarrassing aspects in relation to their IBD. When you sit down with someone for a limited amount of time each year, discussing patients' weirdest symptoms, most embarrassing sexual challenges, and deepest secrets can be tough. Yet for our patients, it's critical to tackle problems before they spin out of control. If I put myself in my patient's shoes, it's nerve-wracking. But it's important for patients to realize that an experienced physician has seen and heard a full spectrum of complaints. Whatever the patient's concern is, it's likely that an experienced doctor has either encountered it before or knows which specialists patients need to see to help them out. For this to be carried out successfully, the patient needs to see you as a comrade in your quest to uncover the source of their health problems, and not someone who will judge them for their circumstances. The best outcomes occur when there is a strong therapeutic alliance between doctor and patient. Patients with IBD need to feel like they can trust you, and if they cannot connect with you at that level, the consultation will likely be unsatisfactory for both you and the patient, and the root problem will be very difficult to address. And possibly 5 minutes later, the patient will end up ringing the IBD helpline to discuss that problem with the nurse, and only because of that creation of confidence and trust that the nurses and the patient has like developed for many years. But do not get discouraged with this, as we all have to see that first chronic, very sick patient at some point in our careers and can be incredibly difficult to break the ice with them if you have not met them before. But believe me, you can still make a difference regardless how many times you have seen that patient in clinic before. It is normal for many patients or their families to feel worried, depressed, or overwhelmed by the disease at any time of the course of the condition. For patients, knowing about their disease, how to manage their symptoms, what they can do to make their disease progress better is a very important step to help control it and learn how to live with it. The most important thing to know is that they will be taking care of a group of specialist healthcare professionals, all with an interest in IBD, who are open for discussion and are empathetic to make they feel comfortable to discuss their condition, symptoms, or any other aspect that might be worrying them. IBD is chronic in nature, so making it difficult to predict the future in relation to the condition, which gives rise to much more uncertainty and concern for our patients. The appearance of debilitating and embarrassing symptoms limits and reduces the person's ability to carry out daily activities, becoming a real challenge and source of stress. There is a significant impact on a physical level, but also in the personal, social, work, and family area. All of this is frequently related to emotional alterations that affect general well-being and worsening quality of life. As a physician, you can only help address problems when you know about them. So finding ways to talk about that particular situation or symptom with your patient that your patient is worried about in those 15 minutes of your consultation is key. Episodes of incontinence or a rumbling, noisy stomach is not unusual in a patient with IBD, and we are here to listen and to help them get through with them. IBD often causes changes in the perception of health and at times impairs the sexual function of patients who suffer from it. In every instance, approaching the situation with honesty and vulnerability is very important. If they say something like, I have a problem with which I want to discuss with you, but I find it difficult to talk about, you should always be on the patient's side. I usually encourage patients to write a few lines before their consultation, and they can take those notes with them to their appointment and ask the doctor to read it if they feel really embarrassed. It sounds a simple thing to do, but when patients are sitting in front of you, in front of the doctor, they instantly get embarrassed or worried that they are wasting their time. Make them see that doctor like a patient to participate in the conversation and ask questions to the patient. If they do not ask anything, do try and encourage them to do so. Or try to go a bit deeper if you think you have not tackled the actual problem. Do not let the patient leave the consultation room feeling worse when they came in. Patients are also worried about confidentiality, and this will also stop them discussing the embarrassing or personal problems that they have. Reassure them that the consultation is between you and the patient, and that unless needed and prior patient consent, you will keep information confidential. You're coming into these embarrassing conversations with a lot more knowledge than your patients have. Resist the temptation to deluge them with information that they didn't ask for. Giving patients too much information may come off as condescending and give them the impression that you aren't really listening to their problem. If patients get up the courage to ask you about something embarrassing, they want a solution, not a lecture. Be direct and avoid using jargon that get them the answer they need quickly and in a pleasant way if possible. Being empathetic with your patients can help them feel less embarrassed. Reassure patients by reminding them that everybody has to deal with embarrassing issues and that you are there to help. By acknowledging that you realize the situation is uncomfortable, you can take really the pressure off the consultation. Don't try to break the ice by making a joke or making fun of a situation. You might think it lessens the tension, but your patient might think that you are, you know, making fun of them. Awkward or embarrassing conversations are the perfect time to deploy your active listening skills. In addition to using positive and open body language, you can show your patients that you are giving them your full attention by repeating what they